Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yesterday was an interesting day. There were a lot of questions. So Jaden Daniels spoke to the media. What do you figure, 2:45 or so?
Something
like that. And he doesn't want to hear the Lamar comparisons.
I'm with him on that.
Did you ever get that as a player? I mean, even
they
in college or whatever?
To somebody, and I would get it, and I said exactly what he said. You know, I'm not trying to be like somebody. I'm trying to be me. And his words were, he's trying to be the best version of himself. And I totally agree with that, because what happens is, when people start comparing you, everything that the other person does, they're looking for you to try and do. And now you're doing something good, but since you're not doing what that person did, you know what I'm saying? They don't think you're at a certain level. But I think the ultimate thing is, keep being who you are. Keep doing the things your coach wants you to do, and go like that. Don't give a damn about all of the comparisons and what people want to put out there, because as you've stated, I've stated, he's an overall better pocket passer than Lamar is. Lamar is extremely talented when it comes to running. But Lamar can let the ball fly, too, just like he showed last week with over 300 yards passing. But Jaden has to just be who he is.
I'm curious if you agree with me here. And I recognize he hasn't had the longevity of maybe other quarterbacks yet. I think Lamar's been in the league 6 years now, maybe seven. Mm-hmm. He's been in the league since 18, so this is his seventh season. I think Lamar is the best running quarterback ever.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to.
Lamar and Vic.
Vic and Lamar has done it. Yeah, and Vic. But I'd say Lamar's done it at a more consistent level for a longer time, even though Vic played longer, but he missed two seasons. Mm-hmm. He missed two seasons with the suspension stuff. He missed a season with that preseason injury. Lamar has missed some time. Back-to-back years, Lamar missed about 12 or 13 games.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's fair. Vic's electricity is probably unmatched.
I actually talked to Vic last night.
Where at? At the arcade?
He walked into Walters, and Mark had went over there, my buddy Mark, and mm-hmm. then boom, I was on the phone with him.
Oh, all right. I thought you meant like you saw him.
No, I talked with him.
What did he say about Jaden?
Well, he likes him, and he told me to give him a call sometime, and he'll be on our show.
Let's do it. So. That'd be awesome, man. Like, the first time you saw Mike Vick play football is one of those you remember where you were moments. Like, I remember watching him at
Virginia Tech, bro.
And just be like, holy
special.
Moly.
Special.
He was something you hadn't seen before. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And especially as a kid, I loved running quarterbacks. Tommy Frazier, when he was at Nebraska, was like my favorite. Charlie Ward,
I wanted to go to Nebraska at one point.
And then just what Vic was something else entirely. But so a couple questions got asked a lot yesterday, and understandably, right? It was trying to compare Lamar and Jaden. And I thought Dan Quinn, so you and I talked about a good question for DQ was what is similar, right? Not necessarily comparing them. And I thought DQ's answer on it was really pretty fascinating in that he didn't talk about their ability on the field whatsoever, just that they're both intense competitors. And I think when you get that kind of competitive drive from your quarterback, which is often the de facto leader of the team, whether or not they're a 10-year vet or a rookie, like the quarterback's the guy touching the ball every time you're on offense. And inherently, there's going to be leadership qualities there.
Sometimes.
But I think when you have that intense competitive drive at that position, I like that. The one comparison we heard yesterday that made a lot of sense, I think
was that one. That competitive drive is there. But I think what made people here give him more respect, the veteran guys, was his work ethic and his humbleness.
Sure.
You know, because a lot of people walk in the door when they're the first-round draft pick, you know, no matter what position they're in, like, I own this joint. And the quarterbacks get a little bit more leeway than other players. He never acted like that. He doesn't act like that right now. After having five of the greatest damn weeks you could have for a rookie, he doesn't act like that now. So it tells you a lot. And then when you hear guys like Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner saying when they get in here at 6 o'clock, the man has already did his film study and worked out, and they're just getting in here.
It is kind of interesting. So with that Louvu quote, like, have you seen it on all over your Instagram? Like, all the graphic? Part of me wonders if we're taking Frankie a little too literally on the 4 a.m. thing, but whatever, we're riding it out now.
They said it was 4:45 in the offseason, right. So. Right now,
it went from 5:30 to 4:45. Now it's 4 a.m. Like, at some point, do we think he sleeps? Like, he probably sleeps a little.
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you.
I think it's probably 4:45.
You give me 5-6 hours, and I'm good. I've been like that my whole life.
I don't think he's getting here at 4 in the morning. I think Frankie was, like, talking in grand gestures about how early
he gets
here.
What he's saying is he get here before us.
Yes.
And we are supposed to be the veteran workers, and this young dude is leading the way.
Totally agree
and,
with
like
that.
I said to the guy yesterday on TMZ, I was doing an interview. I said, people always want to tell you when you're ready to be a leader. Leaders are leaders.
Right.
No matter if I'm a rookie
or
a 10-year guy, if that's who you are, that's who you are. You know, and then people will start to come to you because they will notice what you're doing. That is why I think he is at the position he's in right now, because he didn't force his way into it. He just did what he does. Just like little Mikey does what he do.
Right.
And people are going to come up and respect that.
There was a excuse me. I tell you what, when Kerwin gets here, I'm going to see if we can get this audio because it was excellent. We got to talk to Zach Ertz yesterday. And I asked him, you know, because everybody's talking about the big matchup this week. So the overarching conversations yesterday were, you know, does this game feel like a way to measure how good you are because you get to play Baltimore? And to a man, I think the players were pretty dismissive of the notion of a measuring stick, right? Because they're like, we know how good we are. We know they're a really good team. We'll see what happens. But the problem with like the suggestion of a measuring stick in week 6 is that what happens in week 10? You're still in the beginning portion of this thing, every team in the NFL is still growing into what ideally they become.
But it's a natural mindset of an athlete. Measuring stick against who? You should think that you're the best. You should feel that you're there. Now, for us as media guys and fans, we see how good a team has been for a long time, and you want to see what they do with them. Now, if they go out there and beat them, are we going to automatically think that, oh, they're so good and think that they don't have to keep working? Because the player, if they win the game, they still going to feel like they got something to improve upon. If they lose the game, they know they got something to improve upon. So it's always the same thing. And I think that's why I think when I hear a coach and a player say it, I'm not shocked by that, by no stretch. But that's what we always push out there. oh, you're getting to play against this team now. Because let's be real, teams that are real, real good, and they have a measuring stick too. They want to always feel like they're better than you, so they don't want to lose the game.
Not to be confused with 50 Cent's magic stick. We're talking about a potential measuring stick. I think the guys didn't want to hear that. Allegretti had a really good bite about, we're not measuring ourselves against anyone, but if you want to win games when it matters, you got to beat good teams.
Yeah.
And we know we're playing a good team. It's not lost on them what going to Baltimore represents, right? But it's also not – here's the problem. I keep circling back to one thing Jaden said in so many words. Like, I'm kind of paraphrasing, but if you never get too high, you're never going to fall back down. So if they amp everything up that this is the game of the century, this is their Super Bowl on Sunday, what the hell does the next week mean when you host the Panthers at home?
But you never hear players do that.
Right.
All of that hyping is always from the media and fans.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
But there are players that, at times, and I've seen it here, there are players, there are coaches, there are staffs that have bought into that stuff.
But
that's when you see the letdowns and stuff. I don't think good teams do that.
You go through a season, and let's be real, your conference games, basically, in your division are going to be worth more, per se. Although you have to learn how to play them as if they're all the same. When you get in the playoffs, you can't tell me the playoffs is like a first game in the season.
No.
And you get to the championship game, it's damn sure not like the middle game of the season, and the Super Bowl is not like the last game.
Sure.
So there are elevations in this thing, but the ultimate thing is the mindset of the player. If you have prepared yourself, that's why I always said, that's why I look at the game today and I see how long it takes guys to finally hit their stride. Back then, you went through stuff to get to a point so you can carry on. And when you get to that season, you know where you're going, that end of the season. I just feel like, you know, you got to have the mindset, well, I've already done this. If you train the proper way, no game is going to be worse than that. You know, football on a Sunday night, Sunday afternoon, Monday, Thursday, that's fun. That's easy. The crap you're doing when nobody looking, that's some hard crap. You know what I mean?
When you're in college and you got a midterm the next day, if you've studied and done the work all semester, you get a good night's sleep.
You can go out.
Because you're ready.
Like I did.
Sure. If you've done nothing all year, you got to stay up all night and cram.
It probably won't work for you.
It's not the best way to do it. And I think it's funny. I was talking with I want to say it was Sean Yancey. This is a few weeks back, but she asked, you know, especially now with like wireless headphones and everything, like almost all the guys, especially early when they come out in the field in like warm-ups and shorts, t-shirts, not when they're coming out in pads, but guys almost always have headphones on. And I think it was Sean. It might have been somebody else, but they were kind of asking like, well, you know, what music are a lot of guys listening to? And sure, you got guys that are listening to some rock and roll mm-hmm. or some hip-hop or whatever, but I remember you telling me this a long time ago and then kind of just learning it myself. A lot of guys are listening to like soul, R&B, gospel, yeah. religious music because they just want to be chill.
Yeah.
Because
it's like the calm before the storm. Like you know, you say it gets real, real nice before that damn hurricane comes through.
Right.
And it's like the same type of mindset because once that game starts, if you are the same person before the game as you are on the football field, something wrong. You have to transform. You got to become something else because inside those lines, it's a lot of ignorant stuff going on. And you got to be at a level where you can deal with the ignorant stuff.
Well, dude, two guys that in the last two games when the defensive performance has been quite good, mm-hmm. in the last two games, they're averaging 13.5 points surrendered. You're going to win a lot of games, you give up 13.
Yeah.
Whether you score 40 or 20, if you're only giving up 13, you're going to be in pretty good shape. Now, if you want to be dismissive and say Deshaun Watson and that Cleveland Browns offense is broken, you might be right. But the Cardinals just beat the Niners, and they yeah. shut them down the week before. So maybe they're really onto something here.
You were yeah. talking about Alec Grady earlier. I don't know if you saw the lick where I think Coleman is blocking Myles Garrett. And he came off with a double and chipped him.
Cleaned him out.
I was looking at it at home, and I jumped up like, yes! That's the type of stuff I like seeing.
Well, to your point, though, about you got to be locked in and have a normal demeanor, and then when the game starts, you got to flip a switch and become a different human.
Yeah. Right.
Luvu and Wagner, I would say, have become the leaders of this defense, or the playmakers of this defense, or the guys that are just flying around to the ball. And
leaders of the team.
And Luvu and Wagner, I was texting with a buddy of mine that lives out in Colorado, but he's a huge Skins fan. And he was saying, he's like, dude, I'm not sure how this is happening, but Luvu might be my new favorite player. And I was like, I get it. Like, he, you know, I think early
he
on.
He plays angry and aggressive.
Violent.
Isn't that tackle football? I don't know why people think because the rules have changed, people got to become soft. This is still a physical, violent game.
But when you talk to Frankie during the week at his locker, coming off the practice field, chill.
Yeah.
Like easygoing, very chill.
And I explained that to you yesterday. Brian Dawkins, the guy on the field and the guy off the field, you would not believe they're the same people.
We had the great recommendation from our guy in the chat yesterday. I can't remember his name. I'm going to try to find it real quick. So the Commanders posted that video of Luvu in the post game, two claps and a woo. And
woo! Just, he said, let's do that Ric Flair.
Yeah.
He says that in the video.
And just his energy is so dope. And I got it here. It was Gerald Robinson yesterday suggested, see if you can talk the powers that be at Northwest Stadium if they could play the Luvu two claps and a Ric Flair in the stadium. It will be nuts. So that was Gerald Robinson. So here's what I can tell you, Gerald. I sent that to our friend of the program, DJ Premonition, and he gave it the heart emoji. I don't know what you're allowed to do. I'd have to go back and make sure there's no curse words or whatever, but I mentioned that to Frankie yesterday.
I don't think
there
was no curse.
I don't think there were. I mentioned it to Frankie. I was like, dude, I want you to know I sent this to the in-game DJ. I don't know if they could pull it off. He's like, oh, that would be lit. So you have Frankie's support, Primo, if you're listening. If that happens, I'm very happy to be a conduit middleman, our program, to the fans. Because I do think – you imagine if Luvu gets a sack and then they drop the let me
what
get two claps
before
and a red flare.
Pacha, pacha.
It's I think it's the haka, I believe is what it's called. But it's like the rugby chant.
I know the haka dance, but I'm saying he's saying pacha.
I'd have to watch
when
it.
When he say pacha, can they clap?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend.
Where my dog's at?
He does that. And they all call him, I'm trying to think, I think it's a Samoan word for brother or for family, like Usa or Uso, something like that, because a lot of the guys just call him Us. It's really fun when a – not to sound like the dude from A-Team, but, like, it's really fun when a plan comes together and you start to see kind of these bonds. Wagner and Lubu in the middle of that defense, they might have something. Now, who knows, man? The Ravens are also really freaking good, so you don't want to be you don't want to get away from the main event here.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com